Thank you for traveling with Amex Platinum. To your right, you'll see Oceanside Relaxation at a fine hotel and resort property. When booked through Amex Travel, you can enjoy complimentary breakfast for 2 and 4 p.m. late checkout. That's the powerful backing of American Express. Terms apply. Learn more at americanexpress.com/withAmex.
What if AI could help your business deliver mission-critical outcomes with speed? With IBM Consulting, your business can design, build, and scale trusted AI using Watson X, and modernize the way you work to accelerate real impact. Let's create AI that transforms your business. Learn more at ibm.com/consulting. IBM. Let's create.
At Bet365, we don't do ordinary. We believe that every sport should be epic. Every home run, every hit, every inning, every play. From the moments that are legendary to the ones that fly under the radar. Whether it's a walk-off grand slam or a base hit to center field. Whatever the sport, whatever the moment. It's never ordinary at Bet365. 21 plus only. Must be present in Ohio. If you or someone you know has a gambling problem and wants help, call 1-800-GAMBLER.
Thanks for listening to the Best of the Jason Smith Show with Mike Harmon podcast. Be sure to catch us live every weeknight from 10 p.m. to 2 a.m. Eastern, 7 to 11 p.m. Pacific on Fox Sports Radio. Find your local station for the Jason Smith Show with Mike Harmon at foxsportsradio.com or stream us live every night on the iHeartRadio app by searching FSR.
This is the Best of the Jason Smith Show with Mike Harmon on Fox Sports Radio.
Hello, welcome inside. Happy Friday. The Jason Smith Show with Mike Harmon. Special delivery, Steve DeSager in for Mike. We're live from the TireRack.com studios. TireRack.com will help you get there. An unmatched selection, fast free shipping, free road hazard protection, and over 10,000 recommended installers. TireRack.com, the way tire buying should be. Well, happy Friday. Well, yes, the Mets did win today, so already I'm in a great mood. The Knicks won. I'll tell you why I'm in an even better mood in a couple seconds, but this is a huge night. You want to talk about end of the regular season playoff drama, which is fun. Yes, all the playoff berths have been decided. We know who's going to be in. We know who's going to be in the top 10 spots. No one's getting in or out in the next couple of days. But boy, do we have some fun stuff tonight. We'll get to the West in a second, but in the East, Steve, I know you said you wanted to start with the Knicks, so okay, we will. They overcome a 45-2 deficit early on against the Nets tonight.
Not quite that, yeah.
It seemed like that when I was watching. I'm going, come on, man, it's the Nets. But they win 111-107, securing the number 3 seed in the playoffs in the Eastern Conference. Now, do they have a shot at the 2 seed? Yeah, but the Bucks have to lose their last 2 games. Well, make it likely their last game because they are getting thumped right now by the Thunder, 106-87 with about 6.5 to go in the fourth quarter. So after this game, for that number 2 seed in the East behind the Celtics, Knicks and the Bucks are going to be tied. The Bucks have the tiebreaker, but Bucks are playing without Giannis. So let's see how things go. A night filled with all kinds of drama. They have to finish the Bucks against Orlando, so that's going to be a tough one. They're on the road. Steve-O, the Knicks could finish second. That might win MVP for Jalen Brunson. He might come off of everybody's also getting votes list, and he might go right to the top.
Yeah, I believe Ipe voted on that. The New York Knicks are...
too soon for Ipe. Actually, no, it's not really.
The New York Knicks do mathematically have a shot at the 2 seed. You're correct. And just for the record, they were only down 21-5 late first quarter at home.
It felt like 45-4. Yeah.
But you know what? It's my turn for hyperbole because the Boston Celtics sat their entire roster. Literally, I think about 20 people were sitting for the Celtics because they're, 20 games ahead of the 2 seeds, whoever that may be, in the Eastern Conference.
Are you kidding me? I watched a Knicks win last night. There was Bird and McHale and Parrish, and they were all over those. Yeah, those guys are all 70, but they ran circles around them.
Of course, the Celtics were hosting the Hornets. There's nobody left on that team either. And the Celtics win by 33 in this game. Meanwhile, the Lakers are playing a team that I guess we can call them the Memphis Grizzlies, although they're nothing like any roster of Memphis Grizzlies you will ever recall.
No.
Because the starters are guys that literally, for the most part, you have never, even on basketball fans, have never heard of. Guys that were either G League or two-way players getting their shot, and the Lakers are huge favorites, and yet they were only up five a few minutes ago. Now it's 109-101. Lakers, 8 minutes to go.
If you guys are looking at the box score real quickly, you would think Scottie Pippen was still playing.
Pippen Jr. did start for the Grizzlies, has 24 points to lead the way.
I actually think most of this team, and no one understands because they're still anonymous, even though they've won back-to-back titles, but I think they're all the guys from UConn that won the national title on Monday. They're
they
all playing
be.
For the Grizzlies
yes.
right now. They're all moving up. But look, this is where the real drama is at the bottom of the Western Conference. Yes, the playoffs are going to be murder in the West. Nobody's going to really have an advantage. No higher seeds are going to have an advantage over the lower seeds, except for one. Because you look at some of the teams at the top, Oklahoma City, terrific team. But you're talking about first round of the playoffs against a team, maybe a team like Sacramento or the Lakers or the Warriors mm-hmm. that can win the first round before the guys get tired. Because, look, that's how it's going to end for the Lakers and the Warriors. You get to the second, third round of the playoffs eventually. Even if they get that far, they will just get tired because they rely on their older superstars too much. But the thing is that the one team you want to avoid you want to avoid the Nuggets. Like, that's the team you want. You want to avoid. That's the only team. You're like, okay, anybody else in the first round in the West? Got it. Yes, I don't care how many games Minnesota won, we can beat. I don't care about how many games Oklahoma City won. I don't care if the Clippers have finally gotten it together. No, we're good. We're good. The team you got to avoid is Denver. And they're in first place, and they're up by six with about 3.5 to go against San Antonio late in the fourth. So this is where this is now a night for Golden State and the Lakers and to an extent the Sacramento Kings, because you want to get out of that bottom. You don't want to be in that 9-10 game, because guess what? You wind up, okay, we won. Hey, AD said today, we feel great going into the play-in round. Are you going to feel great going in playing the Nuggets? Are you really going to do that? No, this is the last couple games where it's, man, we got to hope the things fall in our way, and we got to take care of business, because the one team you do not want is the Nuggets. Anybody else, yes, great, 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 great. But you don't want the Nuggets, and somebody's going to get them, right? Tonight's Sacramento Kings game is so unbelievably huge, and we could have all kinds of fun drama going into the final day, depending on how that game ends up.
The two late games that start in a half an hour, Sacramento hosting Phoenix, Clippers hosting Utah. The NBA regular season ends on Sunday, and keep in mind, with the odd scheduling, no NBA games on Saturday. Then every team plays on Sunday, and that ends the regular season. The play-in tournament starts Tuesday. That'll determine the number 7 and 8 seeds in each conference for the playoffs. And we mentioned this last night late on the show. There is a three-way tie for the 8 spot in the West right now. Identical records of 45-35 for Sacramento, Golden State, and the Lakers. But the awful news for the Lakers, they went 0-4 against Sacramento, and they went 1-3 against Golden State. So they really need help to move up. Otherwise, it might be the Lakers needing two road wins facing elimination next week, or else they don't even get into the formal playoffs.
Two road games and the Nuggets. Let's go, Steve.
Yeah, that's right. So everything's fine.
Here's where things get even worse for the Lakers if they finish there. Not only, okay, we could have the Nuggets, but the teams we might have to play to get out there, we were terrible against them in the regular. We won one game against them in the regular season. So it's not like, oh, we got to beat a team we were 3-1 against, or a team we can handle. No, the teams they're going to have to play, most likely, they were bad against during the regular season. But I mean, this is that you got to avoid the Nuggets. You want to get into that 8th spot and play Phoenix, who has been just okay. Look, they got drubbed earlier this week. Look, that game tonight, that Phoenix Sacramento, that's unbelievably huge. So you want to see if, hey, we want to get up into that 7-8 spot if we can, and it's still up there. And if Sacramento wins tonight, you're talking about three teams at 35 losses and one team at 34 losses with all kinds of crazy tiebreakers going to the final day of the season.
But the good news for the Lakers, they're facing a Grizzlies team that has 13 players on the injury report tonight.
Yeah,
13.
But is it good that they're only winning by four, Steve? There's
no.
7 minutes to go, and it's 109-105.
This is my point. Look at the context of this. They went on and on right before tip-off on Lakers radio about how you should be able to close your eyes and win this game by 15, 20 points.
Oh, maybe that's what they're doing.
Closing their eyes. It's 109-105, Lakers leading at Memphis, 7 minutes to go. I can already write one segment for you a week from now after the Lakers have been eliminated, and that is LeBron James' tenure as a Laker. Because there's a lot of nothing aside from that one run in the bubble that got him to the NBA Finals and a title. And granted, that was their best regular season also. And most of that regular season had been played by the time the pandemic started. But the other years, LeBron has been in L.A. largely forgettable. And if they're out quickly, add this to the list.
Well, I'll tell you what's going to be a story before that, because I agree with you. But the story before that's going to be Lakers replace Darvin Ham. Like, that's going to be the absolute first. I mean, look, this is a team that has played really, and I get
it's the second year, right? That's it.
Yeah. When Anthony Davis said today, we feel good about where we are going in. And in theory, that's great, right? I would feel great about myself if I was the Lakers, too. What did they want beginning of the season? Hey, we want to be healthy and want to be playing our best basketball at the end of the season. We want to be in the playoffs. We understand where we're at. We understand we're probably not a top three team in the West. But these are the three most important things we want. Healthy going into the playoffs. And we're playing really good basketball. And we're in the playoffs, right? We don't have to worry about it. All those things are true. And still, look how difficult things are now. Because not only look at the road ahead that they might have, whether it's in the play-in round or, you know, as a 8, 9, or 10 seed.
Bring it on.
But you're also now dealing with stories every day where the Lakers wanted Darvin Ham fired all throughout this season. I can't get on online at any point and on the computer and go online and not see a Lakers story where it's Lakers wanted Ham fired earlier this season. Lakers and Ham tenure not working, but here they are winning at the end, and okay, that's great. But if they wind up getting out early, that's the first domino that's going to fall. Darvin Ham won't make it past the day after the Lakers get eliminated. He'll be gone.
So Ham won't make it to the holidays, is what you're saying?
No, there will be no Ham for the holidays. There'll be no Ham.
It's New Orleans hosting the Lakers on Sunday for the Lakers finale. Now New Orleans can clinch a playoff spot already if they win at Golden State tonight and the Suns lose. It's possible New Orleans needs this game on Sunday, and unlike the Celtics, for example, not sitting players on Sunday. Once again, bad news for the Lakers possible this weekend.
Did you see who's playing for the Pelicans? First time back in 11 games.
Ingram is back, right?
Brandon
this
Ingram.
Weekend, yeah.
Oh. See, and this is tough. Like, what are you rooting for if you're the Warriors or the Lakers? Because, okay, you got to catch Phoenix and Sacramento, so you're rooting against them. But if the Pelicans lose, that might bring them back a little bit and force them into a big game on Sunday. So it's really difficult because it's just so jumbled. And this is why I say there's no one has any advantage, and the playoffs are going to be murder because you look at all these teams, and I don't mean deep playoff runs. You just think about the first round of the playoffs in the West is going to be murder because the Lakers can win a first round unless they play the Nuggets. Lakers can win first round. Warriors can win the first round. Kings can win a first round. Phoenix can win a first round. Pelicans can win a first round. Mavericks can win a first round. No team in the top four seeds outside of the Nuggets has an advantage. This is the most difficult playoffs going in that I can remember seeing in the NBA. And then you look at the Eastern Conference and you got teams like, you know, 8 games under 500 just rolling along. Yeah, hey, the Hawks have lost 4 in a row. We don't care. We're the 10th
seed.
You know, we're 8 games under 500. We don't care. We'll play a game or two. We don't really. It doesn't matter to us. Meanwhile, you got these teams in the West that are sweating their asses off trying to get into the playoffs. And here you got the Bulls and the Hawks going, yeah, we stink. What are we worried about?
That's right.
Yeah.
Mike Harmon is not seated here. I'm happy to fill in, but his Chicago Bulls, even he as a fan, I'm sure would readily admit, oh no, this is in no way a memorable year or a memorable team. They're under 500. Who knows? They could wind up the 8th seed. They could win a play-in game next week. That's how bad it is. With at the top, Boston's going to come close to 65 wins this year. It's possible we have 2 play-in teams in the East that don't even get 40 wins, that finish under 500, and we're still seeing them playing next week.
Steve, don't give Harmon hope.
If the Lakers were in the East, they'd be playing tonight to be in the playoffs without getting
sixth
in the play-in
seed, yeah.
They'd be playing for the 6th seed. Potentially, they could finish as high as the 5th seed if they won tonight, if they were in the Eastern Conference. That's how high. But in the West, here they are, 10 games over 500, and hey, yeah, we're getting in as a 9 or 10 seed most likely.
The good news,
still a lot of drama left, but I mean, this is how loaded and how murderous this Western Conference playoffs.
The good news is there is quite, for fans, a race for the 6th seed in the East to avoid the play-in, because Philly makes it very interesting, winning a 7th in a row tonight and battling Orlando and Indiana to see who can finish in the top 6 and therefore have next week off.
Yeah, I'm looking at this going, this is exactly how it's going to go. The Sixers are going to stay hot. They're going to finish 6th. The Bucks are going to win Sunday, and the Knicks are going to get the Sixers in the first round of the play. And we're going to get, oh, we're feeling great.
A more healthy Sixers team, yeah.
Yeah, and all that stuff. Oh, that's what's going to happen. See, now, Steve, I was feeling great until just then.
Till reality sets in. That usually happens for you. You're a New York fan.
Yeah. But, you know, but here's the one I wonder, and if we have Todd Furman on later on tonight, what were the odds? What could I get? For odds wise, if in the first round of the playoffs in the Western Conference, I want to take all the lower seeds, if I want to take seeds 5 through 8 to all advance, what kind of odds would I get on
that'd be
that?
For like, a big chunk of change
get?
Because
yeah, like,
Denver could be the one seed. They're certainly going to be one of the top 4, right?
Well, there's got to be some kind of money at stake because something big has to happen. But the other ones I feel okay with.
The only matchup that's locked in the West, I think we mentioned this week, we know the 10 teams that are still going to be playing in the Western Conference next week. We just don't know the exact order, 1 through 10. For certain, though, the first round of the playoffs, when that gets started on the weekend of the 20th, 4-seed Clippers against the 5-seed Dallas Mavericks. And we've seen that in the postseason with Luka Doncic actually destroying, I think that's the proper verb, destroying the Clippers. I look forward to this.
So here's where we sit right now with the drama. 7 seconds to go. Oklahoma City is going to beat Milwaukee. Knicks and the Bucks are going to be tied for the 2-seed in the East. The Lakers, 114-111 over Memphis with 4.5 minutes left to go. Denver could lose to San Antonio. The Spurs have taken a 1-point lead with a couple of seconds left to go. That could throw the West. This game in and of itself could throw the West into a bigger tizzy. Oh, wait a minute. We could finish. Wait, the Nuggets can finish 2nd? Oh, we're good finishing 8th. We're good. Yeah, we're good finishing 8th. We're fine. We'll finish 8th. That's fine. I mean, this is a really big deal. And then, of course, tonight we have the two big games headlined by Phoenix. And, well, we have the two big games. Yes, we have the Kings playing and we have the Warriors, Pelicans, and the Suns. Tons and tons of fun stuff to get to tonight. But again, that game, that Nuggets game, all of a sudden could change a lot of things. That's why it's such a great night. Jason Smith, Steve DeSager in for Mike Harmon tonight. Coming up next, we'll have more on the NBA. Plus, a huge decision was made in college basketball today, and all I'm going to say is good luck. That's next right here. Jason Smith, Steve DeSager, Fox Sports Radio.
Be sure to catch live editions of The Jason Smith Show with Mike Harmon weekdays at 10 p.m. Eastern, 7 p.m. Pacific on Fox Sports Radio and the iHeartRadio app.
Hey, we're Covino and Rich, Fox Sports Radio every day, 5 to 7 p.m. Eastern. But here's the thing. We never have enough time to get to everything we want to get to.
And that's why we have a brand new podcast called Overpromised. You see, we're having so much fun in our two-hour show, we never get to everything. Honestly, because this guy is overpromising things we never have time for. Yeah, you blubber lips.
Blaming me. Well, you know what? It's called Overpromise. You should be good at it because you've been overpromising women for years.
Well, it's a Covino and Rich after show, and we want you to be a part of it. We're going to be talking sports, of course, but we're also going to talk life and relationships. And if Rich and I are arguing about something or we didn't have enough time, it will continue on our after show called Overpromised.
Well, if you don't get enough Covino and Rich, make sure you check out Overpromised and also Uncensored, by the way. So maybe we'll go at it even a little harder. It's going to be the best after show podcast of all time.
There you go. Overpromising.
Perfect.
And remember, you could see it on YouTube, but definitely join us. Listen to Overpromised with Covino and Rich on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or...
There's no distance too far for the perfect trip.
Hi, checking in for...
Or the perfect table.
Hey, where are you?
Coming!
And when you get access to Resi Priority Notify with your Amex Platinum card...
Hey, this looks amazing!
I'm so glad you made it.
And travel benefits at fine hotels and resorts booked through Amex Travel. It's worth the trip. That's the powerful backing of American Express. Terms apply. Learn more at americanexpress.com/withAmex.
At Bet365, we don't do ordinary. We believe that every sport should be epic. Every home run, every hit, every inning, every play. From the moments that are legendary to the ones that fly under the radar. See for yourself when you sign up today and get $150 in bonus bets when you bet just $5. Whatever the sport, whatever the moment, it's never ordinary at Bet365. 21 plus only. Must be present in Ohio. If you or someone you know has a gambling problem and wants help, call 1-800-GAMBLER. Terms and conditions apply.
You've put it off long enough. It's time to replace your tires. Tire Rack has tires that'll elevate your drive. Touring tires for commuter comfort, performance tires for sporty handling, all-terrain tires for on- and off-road adventure. Go to TireRack.com to get started. Not sure where to begin? Use the Tire Decision Guide to get a personalized tire recommendation. They'll show you the right tires for how, what, and where you drive. Choose from the full line of Vredestein tires. They're shipped fast and free to a recommended installer near you. Or choose the convenience of mobile tire installation. They'll bring your new tires to your home or office and install them on site. It doesn't get much easier than that. Go to TireRack.com/sports to see their Vredestein test results, tire ratings, and consumer reviews. And be sure to check out all the current special offers. Great tires and a great deal. What more could you ask for? That's TireRack.com/sports. TireRack.com, the way tire buying should be.
Wherever you get your podcasts.
Oh, the best song ever made, Steve.
Fox Sports Radio, the Jason Smith Show with special delivery Steve DeSager in for Mike Harmon. And we'll have more on the NBA coming up in a second. This is just some kind of night so far, Steve. I'll tell you, so much drama, so many games coming
and hardly over. It's great.
No, we have two games. We have two big games in the Western Conference because really it's all about playoff seeding and getting out of the play-in round. And, you know, we spent the first 10 minutes of the show talking about, hey, you don't want to finish eighth because you want to avoid the Nuggets. Well, the Nuggets just went and lost to the Spurs.
How did that happen?
So now they could finish second. And suddenly finishing eighth is okay because you don't want to finish seventh. Now suddenly you don't want to win. Now, wait, the Nuggets could finish second. So there's so much craziness coming into the final couple of days. And tonight we have New Orleans and Phoenix and the Kings and the Warriors all playing, and the seedings can change at a moment's notice. The Lakers are trying to hold on right now. They lead Memphis by a point with a minute left to go in the fourth quarter. I know we're talking about seeding, but this really is fun. So I feel like this should be, I should be able to have on my TVs Red Zone. Like I should be able to go from game to bing, 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 and then put like four games on my TV at once that Red Zone started a couple years ago. Boom, I get four games on at once. Give me the four box.
And with the Memphis Grizzlies, and they've just tied it at the foul line, one more free throw to go. They're even with the Lakers. How is this happening? You think it's mystifying that Denver loses at San Antonio with the Spurs with a 20-60 record coming in. Memphis, again, has 13 players on the injury report. Most of their starters you've never heard of, even if you're a basketball fan. And they've just taken a one-point lead on L.A. under a minute to go. Wow.
Oh, boy. All right, so we'll have more updates off of what's trending. But I do want to bring this story here because this is a story. No matter what I say the rest of the night, Frostberg's going to say, Jason, I love you. You're the greatest host ever.
Jason, real quick.
Yeah.
Have you guys ever heard of a $16 million angry swing?
Dodger Stadium tonight.
That's what Ohtani just did.
Oh, Ohtani just went deep?
Oh, did he ever.
Over 400 feet and 107 miles an hour off the bat.
Is that good? Oh.
Hang on, I'm watching the replay right now. Security has grabbed the fan who caught the ball, holding them over the railing by their ankles until they drop it. Wow, that's
only
that's
one problem, Jason. The ball hasn't landed yet.
So big home run by Ohtani. Again, Steve will have more on this, and we'll break down everything happening in the Western Conference in the playoff race coming up in a couple of minutes. But this is a story that even Frost were going to say, yeah, keep going on this. I know it's April 12th. I know this. I know it's early, and I know as a Met fan, I understand the sky is always falling, right? Like, maybe not tonight.
Well, sometimes it is.
It is. But we could be a 500-ish team and have some fun this season and stay in the play-in race. We got to win 84 games to get in the playoffs. Okay, that'll be a wonderful season. I know it's April 12th. I know this. But the Rangers are thumping the Astros right now. It is 12-3 in the seventh inning. So I feel good and I feel okay saying the Astros are going to lose this game. They're going to fall to 4-11.
Justin Verlander's coming back soon.
Yeah, Verlander's coming back soon, but they have allowed the second most runs in the AL so far. They've only won one series. Nothing lasts forever, even cold November rain. Nothing lasts forever, and teams don't stay good forever. And while when we gave our previews this year, I said, hey, don't expect the Astros to be the Astros of years past. They've lost some players. They're getting a little older.
This Alex Bregman, final year of the deal, is not hitting this year.
Yeah, it's not the Astros team that you remember, that you think of when you think of the Astros. But this 4-11, this kind of start, did not expect this. I mean, you had the opening season against series against the Yankees was awful for them. But
0-4, first four games.
Yeah, the Astros have done this before. We've seen them. But now you're talking 4-11. And again, I know it's early, but wow. This is a bit danger, Will Robinson. Yeah. Danger, Will Robinson.
It's not just that. It's they've got Texas all weekend. This is the start of the weekend series. This is the FS1 game tomorrow afternoon, by the way. Texas hosting Houston. And then Houston's hosting Atlanta for three right after that, Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday. So for the next nearly full week, it's possible that they lose at least another 4 out of 6. This is not going to be good for the month of April for Houston overall.
I mean, they'll be 4-12 and in last place. Look out. Danger, Will Robinson. Danger. Danger.
So behind the Angels and the A's is what you're saying.
Yes. If you're behind the A's, that's when you have to look in the mirror and go, okay,
yeah,
this team isn't even trying. They've just taken their entire team from AAA and said, we're just going to elevate you guys to the big leagues. Oh, did I earn the promotion? No, we have some spots to fill. So we're going to bring you up.
It's an A's team that is 1-6 at home so far and averaging about 6,000 fans at home so far.
I mean, when you're behind the A's, like that's the, okay, we have to have some clubhouse meetings here now. I think the time for an early start, everything is fine. Let's not worry about it. No. This is where we have to say, okay, we have to have a meeting here because we're looking up at a team that they're going to wind up being the worst team in baseball the next couple of years, and we're not even as good as they are. We got problems, yeah, man.
If it's not a players only meeting, I would really question that. You know, Dusty Baker's not there anymore. You don't have that leadership at the top of everything. Honestly, they need to. I mean, Washington Nationals proved in 2019 you can be bad into May and turn around, and there's an extra playoff spot now here in the last 5 years as well. I agree with you. You could win, say, 84 games and still make a run. We saw the Phillies-Padres National League Championship Series not too long ago, after all. But my goodness, talk about expectations not being met. Not in the least with the Astros. Update, the Lakers are up 5 with 5 seconds to go. They might be pulling out a road win against the no-name Memphis Grizzlies tonight.
But maybe now they might not want to because the Nuggets won tonight, so maybe they don't want to pull this game out. Maybe they should have called down to Darvin Ham and said, hey, I know we tried to win this game for about 44 minutes, but the Nuggets just lost. They may not finish first. Maybe we want to finish. Maybe we're okay being that, you know, just winning one of those last couple games and finishing as that 8 seed.
Because okay, the way the Lakers stand right now, they'd have to win a road game play-in just to stay alive Tuesday, and a road game a couple nights after that to earn the 8 seed, which would put them stuck in a best of 7 against the 1 seed. With the Nuggets loss, maybe the Nuggets won't be the 1 seed. Maybe this isn't all or nothing for the next week for the Lakers. Maybe they'll advance past that. But right now, as we mentioned at the very top of the show, it's not at all looking good for the Lakers because they don't have tiebreaker against Golden State. They don't have tiebreaker against Sacramento. They're looking at 2 must-win road games in the play-in and then maybe a best of 7 against Denver after that.
So things are getting pretty exciting here on Friday night with all kinds of playoff spots and seedings up for debate. Let's find out where everything sits right now, as Steve will tell you what's trending in the wide world of sports. Now, clearly, the number one story of the Knicks win again. They can finish second in the East. They're tied with the Bucks now.
Jason, this is a sports update.
So I'm sorry. This is a really big deal.
This is a sports network.
Look at the Knicks. Look how good the Knicks are. Okay, so I took care of the Knicks for you, Steve. You can do the West.
Well, I was going to lead with the team that's actually won 7 in a row. Philadelphia beat Orlando at a busy night in the NBA, 125-113. Now, the Magic would have clinched a playoff spot with a win. The regular season ends on Sunday. Again, no NBA games on Saturday. Then every team plays on Sunday. Boston and Chicago each won. Cleveland got a win as well. In fact, the Cavs would be clinching a playoff spot with a win or a Sixers loss. So they're in. 48-33 record for the Cavs, for sure. They are in. As mentioned, though, we don't know exactly the order. It's obviously looking like Cavs' first-round home court advantage, but amidst the top four seeds, where will they and the Knicks, for example, place? And the Bucks. Milwaukee has lost 125-107 at Oklahoma City. Great for OKC because Denver also lost 121-120 at San Antonio. Miami and New York with home wins among the games that are in progress. At Minnesota, the Timberwolves have taken the lead under 20 seconds to go. Minnesota is leading Atlanta 107-104. The Lakers have gone final. That is a win at Memphis, 123-120. And updating, Minnesota has just gone final, 109-106. Timberwolves beat Atlanta. Detroit leads at Dallas, 103-89, with under 2 minutes to go. And there are a few late games that will be getting scores to you as the evening goes along. They're really just getting going, including Phoenix at Sacramento. The play-in tournament starts on Tuesday. Just five NHL games tonight. Hurricanes won 5-2 at St. Louis. NASCAR's on FS1 again this Sunday from Texas, 3:30 p.m. Eastern Time. Scottie Scheffler's in a three-way tie for the lead at the Masters, up by two strokes. Colin Morikawa is three shots back. Tiger Woods is one over par, tied for 22nd place. Just missing the cut, Justin Thomas, Sergio Garcia, and Wyndham Clark. The Major League Baseball, top of the ninth, and in fact, they've just picked up the last out. The Detroit Tigers wind up winners at home. There was a rain delay at the start of this one, so long night, but Detroit 8-2 over Minnesota, the final. Tarek Skubal, 2-0, got the win with five scoreless innings. Padres lead 3-1 at the Dodgers in the top of the second inning. The A's are ahead, 1-0 over the Nationals, bottom of the fourth. It's St. Louis ahead, 6-0 at Arizona, top of the fourth. Mariners 1-0 leaders against the Cubs, top of the fourth. And yes, Houston is losing again. Texas 12-5 over the Astros, bottom of the seventh. A Houston loss would put them at 4-11. Yankees at Cleveland rained out. Split doubleheader for them tomorrow at noon and 6 p.m. Eastern Time. Road wins for Atlanta and Cincinnati. The Mets beat Kansas City 6-1. The loss to Michael Walker, Kansas City's seven-game winning streak, is over. The Angels were 7-0 winners at Boston. Winning pitcher Reed Detmers now 3-0 with an ERA of 1.04 for the Halos. Toronto won 12-4 at Toronto. Colorado won at Toronto and the loss to Kevin Gausman of the Blue Jays. Six runs, 10 hits allowed in just 3 2/3. Wins for Tampa Bay, Milwaukee, which is 9-3, and a win for Pittsburgh, which is 10-4, a 5-2 victory at Philadelphia. And finally, Shohei Ohtani's former interpreter, Ipe Mizuhara, turned himself in today. He appeared in court in L.A. and is now free on bond. The judge ordered Mizuhara to undergo gambling addiction treatment related to a sports betting case. He is charged with bank fraud. Back to you.
Thanks a bunch, Steve-O. Just really quick, LeBron James scoring the last 6 points for the Lakers tonight, including a steal and a dunk to salt the game away with 5 seconds left. The Grizzlies had the ball down three. They missed a shot. Big, long rebound comes out near to half court. It's tried to save. The Grizzlies try to save it in bounds, except LeBron steps between the players, grabs it, goes in for a dunk, sticks out his tongue, is happy. He's honking it up. This is one of those plays where,
you know, be happy, like, but you can't name any of the guys you just played against.
It looks like one of those plays in the NFL where there's a fumble in the backfield and like the quarterback gets it and just sees a guy and tries to pitch it to him, and the defensive lineman just comes and grabs it and goes the other way. Mm-hmm. Like, that's what his steal at the end of the game looked like. Like, he just stepped between them, took the ball, went in for a dunk, 5-point lead. Lakers wind up winning, and now the drama continues this night in the NBA.
This night in the NBA is hardly over. We've got just a handful of games getting going. We have the two late games that are about to tip. Clippers hosting Utah. By the way, Utah had lost 13 in a row until last night's win. And Sacramento hosts Phoenix. The Suns would be locked into a playoff game with a loss and a New Orleans win. New Orleans is only through one quarter, trailing at Golden State 26-17. Warriors, Blazers ahead of Houston 24-23, end of one. How about what the Rockets have done or not done here at the end of the season? Because
when they were like a game out? And
yeah.
It was, hey, the Warriors, this is going to be a win or go home game for them last. No, they're going to wind up. They're going to wind up finishing seven games out of the playoffs.
It was going to be maybe the Rockets into the play-in, finishing in the top 10, and then they've almost won nothing the last few weeks. They've sunk under the 500 mark. They're 39-41, which means they have to win tonight and Sunday just to finish at 500, but for sure, the Rockets are not going to the play-in. As mentioned, we know the 10 teams in the Western Conference that'll still be playing next week. Houston's not one of them. Utah, of course, is a no. Memphis, Portland, and the Spurs below them, no.
I mean, the Rockets won 11 in a row, and suddenly it was, hey, okay, it's going to be the Warriors, Lakers, or Rockets left out of the playoffs because what the Rockets did. But then the Rockets went and lost five in a row. They lost a big one to Golden State, which kind of cemented the end of their season because then the Warriors had a three-game lead with three left to go. That was it. But just a week and a half ago, they were a half game out of the playoffs. It was, look what the Rockets have done. What a great job they've done. Look, hey, the Rockets, who would have thought? Oh, no. Now they're gonna be seven games out of the playoffs when it's all said and done.
So,
wait, they were that close? Yeah, then they kind of stubbed their toe a bit at the end of the season.
Is there any correlation between the Rockets having no experience and faltering down the stretch and saying, hey, that's what we might be seeing early in the playoffs? Because we've got a couple of really good teams near the top of the Western Conference that don't have a whole lot of experience. I want to see Shai Gilgeous-Alexander in the postseason. He's had a phenomenal season scoring for OKC. I really wonder what that team's going to be doing in crunch time when it comes to a must-win game and trailing a series, and that might happen early in the postseason.
See, I thought you were going to say, I wonder if there's any correlation with the Rockets and their losing streak
and the Astros
who can't win a game. Well, it's a tough time right now in Houston for sports.
Well, the Rockets!
Rockets! I'm going to get my Rockets to work! It's always with the Rockets!
The Astros actually have experience on the roster. They still got Jose Altuve and Tucker and Yordan Alvarez. And, yeah, I mean, Bregman didn't play tonight, but they've got more experience than the Houston Rockets have.
Yeah. Quick update from baseball. Yoshinobu Yamamoto has struck out the side. He has also given up three runs. San Diego leads the Dodgers now 3-2.
Allegedly.
Max Muncy has gone deep in this game. Line drive home run to cut the Padre lead to 3-2. So now Ohtani and Muncy home runs
but
in the bottom of the second.
Two home runs from the San Diego side. Manny Machado, a two-run blast in the first. And Ha-Sung Kim, a solo homer nearly 400 feet in the second.
Come on, Steve. Whose side are you on?
The side of truth. I'm at a news desk. It's 3-2 pods.
I listen to Steve DeSager.
You're hosting tonight. No news desk.
Steve DeSager's got the Dodgers have won every game this year. They're 20-0. I didn't know this. Really? I could swear they lost a game or
10-2. 10-5, actually.
And he says the Padres have a big player and his interpreter stole money from him. I thought that's not a Dodger player. It's about, I get it.
No, we're on the side of truth here.
So far, if you're keeping track for Yoshinobu Yamamoto, it was game one, bust, not worth it, terrible.
In South
game
Korea,
two,
yeah.
Okay, pretty good. Game three, okay, pretty good. Now game four, okay, bust, terrible again. So you're kind of riding the lightning with Yamamoto so far.
It's two homers in two innings, but you got to take the long view, Jason Smith, because it's a 12-year deal.
You're going to say, got to take a long view because two home runs and two innings. It's a 9-inning game. You're going to get seven more home runs.
I used to think a 5-year contract was bad for a starting pitcher. You never know what they're going to be in 5 years. Well, 12 years later.
So it is an absolutely fun Friday night here again. The drama in the NBA really just beginning. So we'll have more NBA in the way, but coming up next, yes, a big decision was made in college basketball today. And really, all I could say is good luck because this might have been the worst coaching search I've seen in college basketball in quite some time. That's next right here, Fox Sports Radio.
Be sure to catch live editions of the Jason Smith Show with Mike Harmon weekdays at 10 p.m.
This is it. We've got an Amex Platinum Pro on our hands, ladies and gentlemen. We haven't seen anyone relax like this before in the Centurion Lounge. Is he connecting to complimentary Wi-Fi? Oh, my. Look at that. He is. And you will not believe where he's going next. The Amex dedicated card member entrance for the win. Unbelievable.
When you get travel perks with Amex Platinum, you're part of the action. That's the powerful backing of American Express. Terms apply. Learn more at americanexpress.com/withAmex.
At Bet365, we don't do ordinary. We believe that every sport should be epic. Every home run, every hit, every inning, every play. From the moments that are legendary to the ones that fly under the radar. See for yourself when you sign up today and get $150 in bonus bets when you bet just $5. Whatever the sport, whatever the moment, it's never ordinary at Bet365. 21 plus only. Must be present in Ohio. If you or someone you know has a gambling problem and wants help, call 1-800-GAMBLER. Terms and conditions apply.
You've put it off long enough. It's time to replace your tires. Tire Rack has tires that'll elevate your drive. Touring tires for commuter comfort, performance tires for sporty handling, all-terrain tires for on- and off-road adventure. Go to TireRack.com to get started. Not sure where to begin? Use the Tire Decision Guide to get a personalized tire recommendation. They'll show you the right tires for how, what, and where you drive. Choose from the full line of Bridgestone tires. They're shipped fast and free to a recommended installer near you. Or choose the convenience of mobile tire installation. They'll bring your new tires to your home or office and install them on site. It doesn't get much easier than that. Go to TireRack.com/sports to see their Bridgestone test results, tire ratings, and consumer reviews. And be sure to check out all the current special offers. Great tires and a great deal. What more could you ask for? That's TireRack.com/sports. TireRack.com, the way tire buying should be.
7 p.m. Eastern, 7 p.m. Pacific.
Fox Sports Radio, the Jason Smith Show with my best friend, Mike Harmon. Harmon with the night off, special delivery, Steve DeSager in. And there is a home run party going on right now at Dodger Stadium. Yoshinobu Yamamoto gave up two home runs early to the Padres. Well, the Dodgers have answered. Muncy with a home run we just told you about a few minutes ago. Mookie Betts, a three-run drive, and now it is 5-3. Dodgers lead this game. Machado with a home run. Kim had a home run. And, of course, Ohtani, a 405-foot home run to center field for the Dodgers. No word on the location of this baseball right now. Potentially there is a fan in the lower bowels of Dodger Stadium in a room surrounded by people, lights off.
You will talk.
Being told what needs to be done with the ball.
Separating them from their spouse, first off. But there have been five home runs here in the first two innings at Dodger Stadium tonight, five total, that is. So it's very much keeping security busy. You know, they have things such as, they call them home run seats. They kind of cleared out a private section all along the outfield fence at Dodger Stadium in recent years. They call them the home run seats because they created two private rows, which I believe are all you can eat, by the way, in addition to getting a ticket and a good chance at a homer. I think they got a good chance at getting a home run ball. You get a homer. You get a homer. It doesn't matter where you're sitting tonight.
So we'll have more on this game coming up again. 5-3 Dodgers, another home run for Ohtani as the Padres bat in the top of the third. But today it became official. Kentucky hired Mark Pope, former head coach at BYU, as their new head coach. And again, we mentioned this last night. Let this sink in. Wildcat Nation was okay with saying goodbye to John Calipari. They didn't put up a fight when he wanted to go to Arkansas. Hey, all right, it's time to move on. They went and hired a guy that has never won an NCAA tournament game. Just think about that for a second. Calipari, who's won titles, been to Final Fours, had great records. Yes, he's had a couple of bad years where they've lost, but you could tell we should be doing it better. You hired a guy that has never won an NCAA tournament game as a coach. All I can say here is good luck. Like the king in when he finds out John Adams is going to be the president. Oh, John Adams, good luck. Good luck with Mark Pope. Not that the guy's not a good coach, but you are jumping into the number one job in America, and you are hoping that this is going to work out. How happy are Wildcat fans? How happy are people who are going to donate money and push money up for NIL? This is a guy, this is like our number five choice. We asked Danny Hurley third. Why didn't we ask him first? What was going on? This was a horrendously run coaching search by AD Mitch Barnhart. This is just how to not do it. You don't say goodbye to Calipari unless you have your next guy. And if you don't have your next guy, you say, you got to wait because we're going to get our next guy in here because it's just embarrassing. embarrassing, the number of people who said no. And it showed me that Kentucky, they didn't know how to go replace Calipari, and now they're going to find out what the opposite side of winning is, because this is how teams go into disrepair and circle the drain, and suddenly, hey, we're winning games, but we're losing early in the tournament, turns into 18-14 seasons and 16-13 seasons. You went and hired the number five choice that already, I'm seeing Kentucky fans online going, why do we hire this guy? There's no honeymoon period for Mark Pope. It's like, we're in and we hate you already. So usually when a guy gets hired, there's a little bit of that, but this has been done so poorly. When a coach comes in and it's, you got to win right now, and there's no at least love right away, you know things were biffed, and Kentucky completely biffed this.
And Kentucky, remember, was out first round with upsets, not only Oakland this year, but a couple years ago, St. Peter's. And in recent years, they missed the tournament entirely and finished under 500 with Kentucky. The athletic department probably thinks they cut a break in a couple of areas. One, they didn't have to pay off Calipari. That would have been many millions, potentially over $30 million, to say goodbye. He left in the middle of this long extension, so they didn't have to pay him at all. And Mark Pope, they get to sell him as some sort of native son because he was a center at Kentucky for a couple years in the mid-90s. Mark Pope went to high school in Washington. He played at the University of Washington. I remember he was Pac-10 Freshman of the Year as a center at Washington. And then after he transferred, he got a couple of years playing at Kentucky and averaged 8 points per game. So if you want to sell that as he's one of ours, okay, yeah, I guess he was for a couple of years, one of yours.
It's not like they're bringing back Anthony Davis to be the head coach.
Yeah, exactly. Oh, hey, some of us AD's know better. He was actually at Kentucky about as long as Anthony Davis was. Let's be honest. So they did need to make some sort of change, because at this point they were overpaying for Calipari. This was the number two paid college basketball coach in the country behind the Kansas coach. $8.5 million. And so Calipari leaves and doesn't get that much in guaranteed money, actually takes lower plus incentives at his new job at Arkansas. Kentucky, I think part of the reason is not just the hire. Part of the reason they need to win now is, A, they're Kentucky, and B, Kentucky hasn't been the Kentucky that we're used to in recent years, including that postseason run of bad postseasons that I referred to a minute ago.
No, but it's been a recent last couple of years of, hey, things have been a little lean. Like, I'm not saying things have
very
been great,
lean
but,
in the tournament.
But you're talking about 23, 22, 26 wins the last three seasons, right? Yes, you've gone out in the first round, but you've gotten in as a decent seed. You finished second or third in your conference. Things were pretty good. You really got hosed in the COVID year, because then you were going to be a number one seed in the NCAA tournament. Who knows what would have happened there? But you're still talking about Final Four, national champion, all of these things. Yes, it's been a couple of years of early first round exits, and now a guy that's never won a game is going to get to the Final Four? Like I say, good luck. John Adams, good luck. Jason Smith, Steve DeSager, you're in for Mike Harmon. Coming up next, we got a big story out of the NFL. Keep it right here, Fox. Fox Sports Radio, the Jason Smith Show with Mike Harmon, live from the TireRack.com studios. In for Mike Harmon tonight, special delivery, Steve DeSager. We'll have more on what's going on, the big high drama in the NBA is... We're playing slots with all the slots in the Western Conference, but joining us now on the hotline to break down all the big news as we are now starting to zero in and countdown to the NFL draft. There is nobody better than longtime insider, Hall of Very Good Voter. You can follow him on Twitter at JasonCole62. It is longtime friend of the show, Jason Cole. J. Cole, what's happening, man?
Life is beautiful. What's going on?
Things are wonderful. I'm happy. The Knicks won tonight. The Mets won tonight. Aaron Rodgers didn't get hurt. I'm feeling pretty good right now.
Yeah. Yes. Well, the Mets winning, right? Yeah.
So a few minutes ago, Steve and I were talking about the, now that we're a couple of weeks away from the draft, and I said we're a week away from somebody making a big move to get up into the top five of the draft to get a quarterback. You see something like that happening, yes or no? Someone making a trade to get into the top five to draft a quarterback.
I always think this will be the year that teams see through the fact that They don't have to be that desperate to wait for a quarterback. And I'm almost always wrong about that. It's like San Francisco trading up to get Trey Lance a few years ago. Like, you didn't need to do that, right? You just didn't, or even, you know, whatever you wanted to do at quarterback, you didn't need to make that move to get a quarterback that year. You could let the quarterbacks fall to you. So maybe somebody's going to buy into J.J. McCarthy is awesome, or, you know, Drake May is worth going up to get. But I just get the feeling that you're going to have number one and two, and then everybody's going to let the quarterbacks come to them. And that's what – but maybe that's just me convincing my – thinking that's what I would do is if I were in their shoes, because that's a whole lot better. Like, I know that New England didn't pick the right guy when they got Mac Jones, but they played it right to at least let Mac Jones fall to them and then make the choice. Like, they didn't compound the error by trading up a bunch of stuff to give it up. So you're probably right. But God, I think, you know, like, don't do it. Just don't do it.
So two things. You're saying it's no guarantee in the least that we're going to get quarterbacks 1, 2, 3 in the first round of the draft in a couple weeks, and what becomes of that Cardinals?
I got to think that, you know, people are going to believe that it's, you know, they're trying to convince everybody that it's going to be 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, right? Like, that's what GMs are selling out there, right? Like, you've got to get up here to get, you know, give me 3 number ones for the number 4 pick. You know, that's what Arizona's trying to do, right? Give me 3 number ones, because we know you have to get up here to get J.J. McCarthy, or you have to do something to get the chance to get Drake May. Where I would just sit there and go, you know what? If somebody wants to do that, great. But I'm not going to be the sucker for that, because I'll let the guys, you know, flow to me. I mean, again, I'm convinced that Chicago and Washington, yeah, there's no doubt they're taking quarterbacks, right? Okay. But once you get to number 3, as much as New England needs to take a quarterback, I don't know if they believe that any of those guys are good enough to take a quarterback at that spot. And I think that the chance to get Marvin Harrison is pretty damn tempting there. And that's where I would just start to say, I don't need to start making that move to get that high. I really don't. I will let this come to me. You know, like, if I'm the New York Giants, even if they somehow think they got to trade for and get a quarterback, like, let the guy fall to them and see what happens. And if it doesn't work out, okay, you got to play it out with Daniel Jones, and that kind of sucks. But at least you didn't overpay to get a guy, and buy into the hype. Like, just, I hope that's what it is. But you're probably right that somebody's going to do some kind of desperate move and move up.
You know who hates you right now after listening to you say that?
Who hates me? Lots of people hate me. Don't, like, that's a long line.
Oh, no.
Why would you make me guess on something like that? Like, why would we play it out that way? Like, it's just too big a list of people.
No, you know who hates you right now is Dave Gettleman, because you should have told him that 3 years ago.
Oh, God.
No, look, Dave, what I'm gonna...
Dave is such a good soul, but, man, just why? Why Daniel Jones? Why?
See, what I'm going to do, Jay, I'm going to do the smart thing. After hearing what Tom Brady said yesterday, I'm just going to wait, and then I'll get Brady sometime in late November, early December, because he can't give it up, and he wants to come back, and I'll call him. He'll come back and play quarterback for my team. I'll be good.
Tom's got to get a life, man. He just does. Stop, man. Come on, Tom. Go find a hobby. Go do something. You know, It's enough, Tom. Let it go. Just let it go, Tom.
He is like Jordan. He can't let that competition go. I mean, this is good. The third time he said, "Hey, I'll come back." He's telling everybody, if you're good at the end of the year and your quarterback's hurt, call me. I'll come play.
So apparently, Fox is the hobby.
Right, but a year ago, he was doing when he was contemplating what he was going to do. At the end of his time in Tampa, he's talking to his dad, and he's telling his dad, you know, I just can't go anywhere else because it takes so long to build, you know, to build the whole teamwork element of it and the cohesion and this and that. And now it's just like he's jonesing so hard for it. It's like he's letting go of his own principles. All the things that he believes are really, really necessary. Never mind. Not a big deal anymore. I don't care. Just sign me up so that I don't have to go do Fox. Just, you know, sign me up so I don't have to do TV. I just don't want to do TV. And Fox is sitting there going, "Hey, when are we going to get any repayment on the contract? When does that happen?"
Well, I don't know that they paid him yet. He hasn't done a game yet.
No, he has. I mean, they're not paying him yet. But you know, like when do we get something in return for negotiating that like lifetime deal? And it's like, come on, Tom, do something else. Something. Get a hobby. Just, you know, like, please get a hobby. Like, go snorkeling off the Keys. Do something. You know, can you just do that? Just, you know, like, stop bothering us all with, like, you're so desperate that you want to play. Although, that said, I would buy a ticket to go watch him play. And I don't buy tickets to very many things. I got to tell you that. That's one of the keys to being a sports writer is to get in free. You know, like, that's really important. But I would actually buy a ticket to see Tom play. I would break down and do that if he came back.
Paddleball is what he needs. And a little avocado ice cream in between sets or whatever they play.
Paddleball in South Florida. Paddleball in South Florida. Big thing. Very
Nobody
big.
Plays paddleball. It's pickleball. Everybody.
Retired people do.
No, they play pickleball.
Isn't he?
Have you ever met French Canadians in South Florida? Have you ever met them? Like, they love their paddleball.
Dude, they are bulldozing elementary schools to put up pickleball courts all over the country now.
I understand that, but I'm just saying that there's this old group of paddleballers that love their paddleball.
I've met them. They're horrible people.
I lived, you know, across the hall from Mrs. Moskowitz. She loved her paddleball. It was true. She was French-Canadian. She'd come down for the winters. She loved it.
Well, I'm not going to ask an Aaron Rodgers question because I have to sleep at night. So you referenced Marvin Harrison Jr.
What kind of drugs do you need to be on to watch to ask an Aaron Rodgers
question? Well, that would be a question for the co-host here, wouldn't it? He's going to come up at some point in tonight's show. It's just, that's a segment. I mean,
it's either some kind of hallucinogen or some kind of conspiracy theory. Yeah, you know, like one of the two. All that Aaron is doing these days. Conspiracy theories and ayahuasca or whatever it was that he was doing.
I say go for 10 plays at the start of this year and then get hurt.
Don't put that out. Come on, Steve.
Can you get double digits? Can we get the double digit plays this year?
Hey,
can you laugh?
Shoot the moon. Anyway, Marvin Harrison Jr. was oftentimes incredibly impressive, of course, in college. Would you say at whatever 4 or 5 slot, whenever a non-quarterback comes up in this month's draft, automatically, if you were a GM, you go to him, think of no other wide receiver or tackle that high?
Oh, there's some other guys you think of, but, you know, like the kid from Washington is really awesome, right? And I could see that he would end up having a better career than Harrison. Like, there are guys out there, you go, okay, yeah, I can see this guy being really good. And you know, but when you say, who has the highest percentage of he's going to reach some level of stardom and be an impact player for me? Like, I don't have any doubt that Marvin Harrison's going to be good. He's going to have a good long career and, you know, barring injury, knock on wood, all that kind of stuff. But that guy knows how to play. And he watched his dad enough. He learned from his dad. He's done everything. He's going to be an impact player for whoever he plays for. And that's part of this is like, part of this is you're just betting on, is the guy going to be good? And I have every belief in my soul that that guy's going to be a really good player. Is he going to be the best of all of them? We'll see how it plays out. You know, who's your quarterback? How good is the team? What's the construct? All those kinds of things. But that guy's going to be a player. And you just take him and you go with it.
Now, see, then this is where, because I'm getting even with you guys by telling you, I'm putting it out in the universe, that we're going to get to the night before the draft. We're going to wake up and think it's an onion story, but we're going to find out that Harbaugh's traded Herbert to the Bears for the number one overall pick in the draft.
Dude,
and he's
your
gonna
mic's
draft
on.
J.J. McCarthy. And McCarthy's going to be the quarterback of the Chargers.
J.J. McCarthy, Herbert for J.J. McCarthy. And is McCarthy going to get an RV and live on the beach as well?
Sure. And it will play right
in the beginning. Is he going to be an extra on the Rockford Files?
Rockford.
On the Rockford Files 2. That's a great story, by the way. Sam Farmer is still my hero. I just love Sam Farmer. Just going out there and recreating the Rockford Files thing. That's just so awesome. That's truly fantastic. And then what? And Roman's living next to him. Is that right? He's got a place next to him or something like that?
That's right here, the assistant, yeah.
God, that's so special. That really is. It's just, like, I have that stuck in my head, and it's like, that's so Harbaugh. It's just the perfect Harbaugh story. Yeah. And is his wife living in the RV as well, or did she stay back in there? What's the deal with this? What's going on with that? That's what I want to know.
Yeah, I'm waiting. I can only realize about one coach and their wife if they want a new job somewhere. And I'm spending all week with Danny Hurley and his wife staying or leaving with UConn. So I only have time. I only have so much RAM in my head. And that's the one I'm doing this week. I'll deal with the Harbaugh's.
But Harbaugh is so much more important because you could drive over to the house and visit with him. And just, you know, the house. I mean, the RV, you could drive over there and just hang on the beach. You get what kind of beer would you bring to meet with Harbaugh?
Something healthy, something that like has
no,
you know, like Michelob
like
Ultra.
It's got to be Busch. It's got to be something, Pabst Blue Ribbon. It's, you know,
Pabst Blue Ribbon.
You're it's a PBR. It's like a 12 pack of PBR, and you're doing Dennis Hopper lines with him. You gotta do that. Something like.
I will say Pabst Blue Ribbon made me believe time travel was possible because I went to a bar about 5 or 6 years ago and they had this special where they had PBR cans. And I said, yeah, I'll have it. I haven't had one in a while. And I taste it and I go, oh, my God, it's 1987. This is unbelievable. Yes, Pabst Blue Ribbon.
It's an elixir. It is magical. PBR is magical. It really is. It is sort of like Back to the Future. It definitely has that effect on you.
He's on Twitter at JasonCole62. That is at JasonCole62. Long time NFL insider.
Come on, go buy the 12 pack and head to the beach. Just walk around, God, Jimmy, where are you? Jimmy, where are you?
Don't forget, Jason Cole is a Hall of Fame voter.
At Bet365, we don't do ordinary. We believe that every sport should be epic. Every home run, every hit, every inning, every play. From the moments that are legendary to the ones that fly under the radar. Whether it's a walk-off grand slam or a base hit to center field. Whatever the sport, whatever the moment. It's never ordinary at Bet365. 21 plus only. Must be present in Ohio. If you or someone you know has a gambling problem and wants help, call 1-800-GAMBLER.
Open a limited-time 11-month certificate at Kemba Financial Credit Union. At 5.25% APY, it's more than triple the national average, plus it's a safe and secure way to grow your money. Visit your local branch or kemba.org/cd for details. Offer expires May 31st, 2024. APY equals annual percentage yield. Restrictions apply. $500 minimum and $250,000 maximum deposit. Advantage status required. Comparison based on bank rate average. Federally insured by NCUA.
An October morning in a quiet suburb in a town in Scotland. A man is walking his dog when suddenly shots are fired from a car. The man falls to the ground and the car speeds off. An ordinary residential area, but extraordinary things happen in ordinary places.
The instinct right away was it was a political thing.
We're talking about Russian-trained, high-ranking officer in the Secret Service.
An Assassin Comes to Town, a six-part podcast. Available now, wherever you get your podcasts.